there. Before we get started, I wanted to, if you don't know about Asana, I wanted to come in here and have you download this app. Why it's important is that we're going to be using that for a lot of our podcasts in the future. We want to show you how to use it. It's a free tool that you can use for your business, and it's absolutely what we use with our paid clients in our agency side of socialglobalgrind.com. So what we want you to do is just go to Asana. You can do it on the iOS app, I believe. I'm not sure if it's available for anything else. And type in A-S-A-N-A, and you'll see Asana. And then we're going to actually take you step by step on how to use it on an upcoming podcast. So get yourself ready. It's going to be completely game changing. We're so excited to share this with you. This is exactly the tool that we use with our clients to showcase approval processes on social media. It's a way for you and your assistant to get social media off the ground. It's going to be really exciting. Go to asana.com and download the app. Hey there. Thanks for tuning in. This particular episode is really exciting for me because this is like ground zero when it comes to like figuring out what you're going to do on social media. You really need to know where your audience is. And sometimes for small businesses, we just sort of shoot into creating content and the machine of that creation process and getting those images on Instagram and making sure that you're putting stuff out there. And sometimes when you do that, it just lands really flat. Like, you know, you'll get like, ooh, I got 8 likes. And although that is great, you have 8 people that took the time to like you. What you want to do is eventually graduate into an audience that really gets you. Whether you're, you know, have a service or a product, they're interested in the behind the scenes. They like your philosophy as a person. They want to get to know why you're doing what you're doing a bit more and in depth, and more of an engagement would ultimately be for any small business something that we want to do. Now, when we start that process, we can then change it up a bit and really get actually start to that conversion in sales after we get the initial people looking at you, stopping to see your content, stopping to look at your reels or your stories or your TikTok. And now we are seeing really a huge difference. It doesn't matter where you're at too, because I'm actually thinking about the New Zealand market when I'm saying this, but it absolutely is happening in the US market and the UK market, is that people are using LinkedIn more like they used to use Facebook for that communication. They're not so clear-cut professional, but more of a sharing space on LinkedIn on not only business, but lifestyle. The cool thing about LinkedIn is that this is a group of people that are solely focused on business and also how they can connect for networking. But even more so, this is actually a more of a natural platform to exchange services and products. So this is the place where we're going to be talking about all of this in, you know, just after this quick commercial break. We're going to go into what you need to know to start this brand expedition on social media. Have you heard the latest news from Instagram? It wasn't too long ago when they had stated that 8 to 12 hashtags per post worked. Now they've updated and recently released on their Instagram creators feed that the golden new number for hashtags is actually 3 to 5 hashtags, and they need to resonate with your post. If you're a small business owner, how would you know? When you go to socialglobalgrind.com, you can sign up for our newsletter called Here's What's Happening. There, you will get updated, relevant information that you can use for your small business. Simple, bite-sized tips to make social media easy. Go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up now. Hey, welcome back. And in this episode, we're going to go over what you need to know in terms of how do you position your brand, your service, or your product on social media as a small business, a small business. So let's just get into it. So what we did last year, late last year, is our team actually broke off into three particular sectors and different reports. One being the U.S., of course. The second market was New Zealand. And then the third market was the U.K. And so we're going to do a little bit of a comparative, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about each sort of social learnings that we've had from each of them. Now, on our team, we have the American, which is me, slash Kiwi, me, and we have a Kiwi here too that helped produce this. For the UK, we've had a UK citizen person, but this UK person also lived and worked in New Zealand. So across the board, we saw some consistencies and inconsistencies on a lot of different markets. The one of the that really gets me, like I'm very heart-centered around, is New Zealand. And New Zealand, depending on who you talk to, I used to be very kind and say, well, they're about 4 years behind the rest of the world in terms of using social media to elevate their service or product. And it's very interesting because over the this past week, I had a conversation where somebody was probably, probably in her mid-20s. She's gorgeous. But she was saying that she reckons it's about 7 to 8 years behind, which I thought, well, I thought I was being generous with 4 years. And I have to say, within the business sector, we are seeing some, well, resistance on getting into social media and really putting yourself out there. There are some great brands that are doing it. I'm not saying that New Zealand, you know, as a whole, is not doing it, because we are seeing some great companies really reaching out and crossing those boundaries into TikTok, which is amazing. That's where you want to be. I mean, I think if you really want to get your feet wet and you really want to just get into it, like get amongst it, so to speak, you want to go onto TikTok, because it's probably one of the hardest elements that you can do is consistently film. And once you master that, you can go on platforms like Instagram and LinkedIn. So with that said, I will tell you a little bit about each market. So New Zealand in particular, we're really tiny. We're like the size for the whole country is like the size of Los Angeles. So there's like 5 million people here. But I will say, in terms of like, okay, well, if you had to like pick out social platforms that you're going to be very visible, it really is, I think, the awesome three, and it is Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Now, I say that because we want to be able, because our what's happening in the economy, because of we're not getting a lot of information in terms of like, when's our next lockdown? Are we going into lockdown? We just went into a different system here where it's a light system, red, yellow, and, or is it red, orange, and green? We had a small window where we were just roaming around, I think probably 4 weeks during Christmas, which is also summer holiday, and now we're back into red. So with that uncertainty, we are nervous as small business owners, but we need to probably push a little bit more forward in getting us to really get into that space where we're being seen, heard, and known. At a faster rate, at a velocity pace, because we need to be there a bit more, because people can't normally find us or see us as much as you would if you're able to roam around naturally, since we're in the red category. So in terms of like numbers, Instagram users, here, there's like 1.9 million users, and that's a really good spread across the market. A lot of people are very getting used to actually purchasing on Instagram here in New Zealand, so it's definitely a place where you want to be. 56% of Instagram users are female here in New Zealand out of a total of 1.9. So that, again, that's the purchasing power, right? Females. So there's a lot more detail in what is going on within Instagram here. I'm actually going to put links of these reports down in the description. So if you want to really look at it, we can give you a copy. Facebook. Now, Facebook is actually shifting to more of a LinkedIn user base. So right now, We have Facebook at 3.3 million, but there's a lack of, I guess, transparency and honesty there, where you're being bombarded by ads that, especially in New Zealand, that's very off-putting. Like, Kiwis do not want to be sold to. So what we're seeing in terms of the shift is that people are actually going into LinkedIn and having those conversations where it might be a consumer to business conversation. So that's something that you definitely want to be there. Now, we don't have a lot of stats on TikTok in New Zealand. I reached out to TikTok and they haven't really given me numbers in terms of this area, what that user base is, but they're giving us more detailed information for the Australia. Australia is probably in sync with something like the UK. There are some comparisons from the UK to the US market. We did not do a full report on Australia because we're not at this time entering the Australian market. We're solely concentrating in terms of the Australasia area, we're solely concentrating on New Zealand. So the statistics are great though. What they did give us in terms of, like, you know, who's looking at TikTok, and 52% of the users really find new products on TikTok. And it's a very cool way that a lot of TikTokers are using to present their service and their product by demonstrating or having a conversation about it that's very natural and organic. And then they use that as an ad placement. So it's adversarial after they've done a TikTok about it. So it's really good. It's actually doing very well in terms of numbers and getting those conversions and sales, which is really good. Now, in the US, Instagram users are far more different than what we're having in New Zealand. 31 million. 31 million people are on Instagram in the UK. So in the UK, there's 31 million. I'll tell you the US, it's even more astronomical than that. The top demo for the UK is they're between the ages of 25 and 34. Interestingly enough, New Zealand is 25 to 35. So it's around the same bracket. And I will even say this the same in the US as I'm looking at it here. That is the group that seems to be resonating with TikTok. 31 million users in the UK. So that is comparably totally different. Does it mean that you should put your products on and your services on Instagram? Absolutely. But what I would really challenge people that are doing the service or they are doing a product is that if it's a product, they're showing exactly, they're demonstrating the product on stories or in reels. Like, this is how the product looks like. This is what it does. And show it within an everyday setting of what you need to do. I saw one TikTok that was really, really cool in New Zealand that was a baby sterilizer. And they were talking about, oh, we're in red again. So they were talking about not only using this product for baby, you know, bottles and rattlers and everything else that they would put in their mouths or just want to be sterile, but they were doing it for their stuff. Like, okay, my keys, my phone, my eyewear. It was really cool. And so they were showing that crossover of what it means to just kill that bacteria and try to keep safe as a family. And I thought that was brilliant in terms of demonstrating the product. So I loved it. I thought that was a really good use of a TikTok. We need to do more of that if we're doing that products. Those products need to just sort of come alive. And I would challenge you, if you can do that TikTok, that same TikTok can now go on Instagram and it can also go on to LinkedIn. The thing is about LinkedIn is that we're seeing a lot more people using video, which actually stops people from scrolling. It's a natural thing. You just, even if you have to vet it for 3 seconds to 4 seconds to see if this is something you want to watch versus an image, you're more likely to just scroll through a bit quicker. So that is something that you definitely want to keep in mind. How can you show movement and product as that piece? So that's kind of a real cool thing to consider when you're doing stuff like that. So in the UK, we have Facebook users are 38 million. We also then have Twitter, 16.5 million. So there is a demographic there. But what we can see here, again, is that the powerful three in terms of conversions and in terms of getting a bit more, I suppose, getting more of that engagement is the same top three as you're seeing in New Zealand. So Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Those are the spaces and places where you're going to most likely get a bit more of engagement and people really looking. It is growing. TikTok is growing a bit more. They have users of 3.7. The top demo right now is 13 for 20. So this is a time to get in because what we're going to be seeing is that those conversions and ages are actually going to get a bit older, just like anything else, just like Instagram and some of the other things. I actually attribute Instagram, the Real Housewives, for bringing in that older skew of people and audience members to Instagram because they were continuing the fights. Well, it was Twitter, but they're continuing the fights and the videos on Instagram. So that was richer content. The same thing is going to be happening with TikTok as we get a lot of celebrities, reality celebrities. We're going to see people that want to continue that storyline or continue looking at people on TikTok. And for a lot of people that are older, it's a natural place where the next progression is going to be. So if you are a product or a service, you definitely want to be on TikTok if you're in the UK. The other thing is to get your discoverability. A lot of people will, you know, I always say the family influencers are the mom and then the kid. So the kid that's 19, 20 years old might see something on TikTok and then show it to mom. You know what I mean? So then, or dad, depending on what it is. So they are actually one of your top influencers in your home, aside from the woman that is purchasing in the house, is also that the kid that is onto it and understands what mom or dad needs, and they're going to go ahead and share it if they find it on TikTok. It is the best, one of the best ways of word of mouth is with people within your home that you trust, and you can captivate that and you can capture that by using TikTok, especially in the UK. Now, in terms of the US, let me just pull this open a little bit more so I can focus here. Okay, so Instagram users here are 138 million. So the top demo here is 25 to 34. 138 million. So if you are in the US market and you're in business, you absolutely need to be on Instagram. That is the space in place. What is going to drive more viewers and people stop to scroll and to look at you, again, is going to be video. So if you're going to do something with stories, you're also going to do a reel with that. You're definitely going to demonstrate the product or the service. And we're going to get into more detail on how you can do that. This particular podcast is just all about what the stats and what are the findings are in these particular three reports. But we will be having some, second parters, third parters in terms of this is what you need to know if you're going to go ahead in these particular platforms. Okay, so that'll give you a little bit more of a detail. Also, too, in the link below where you're finding, hey, I want to get the UK report. And when you get that and you sign up, you're also going to get an invite to have a chat with me if you're not sure exactly, okay, I got all the info. How do I start? What is best suited for my business? What is best suited for my service or product? And we can actually have a discussion with that. And I'm doing that because I'm really, listen, it's been a hard two or three years. We're like going into season three of COVID. And I have just made it a part of what I'm going to be doing this year is that I'm going to really try to be that small business advocate that I know that I am and that I will be demonstrating that a bit more across different platforms and have some webinars and really talk it out individually with other small business because, you know, it's really about not only just thriving, but it's sustaining some regular income for those of us who are doing small businesses is really important in this time. So that is something that's my intention is to really get that information out there, get those resources out there this is the first step in looking at what you need to do, because you need to know where your particular clientele or desired customer is going to be. Generally speaking, it's still going to be in those three spaces. So as we talk a little bit more about the U.S., we just talked about Instagram, 138 million users. Facebook is definitely there. However, Facebook is becoming a bit more of noise than it is of that reciprocity engagement that we used to do when we wanted to connect with family and friends. I would say probably the last five years, that is no longer. We've just completely obliterated a lot of friendships and family due to political reasons or political thoughts. So a more robust conversation is starting to happen on LinkedIn. They're all linked to the same thing. All of these markets are linked to the same thing. People are leaving Facebook and going on to LinkedIn. Now, with LinkedIn, we absolutely know it's a place of business. People are also sharing personal ideas and also showing up with business a little bit differently than what they would prior before on just doing a regular old Facebook ad. This link, the conversation on LinkedIn is a bit more, I guess, more real. It's definitely more palpable. We really wanted to hear that thought process. LinkedIn is also that place for thought leadership. So if we're there to listen to that thought leadership around your product, around your service, we're more apt to actually stay on and have that real strong conversation. Which I think is really interesting is designers are even doing this. Fashion designers are even going on LinkedIn and doing newsletters. So one person that I'm always following, I've been following her since the beginning of her career, is Rebecca Minkoff. And Rebecca Minkoff is a New York designer. She also has a book out if you're interested in looking at it. It's amazing. But she has a newsletter that hits the inboxes of people that signed up for her newsletter via LinkedIn. And it really is, shows a lot of her personality, shows a lot about the topics that are, in conversation today. She's really just sort of embracing the people that not only buy her products, but people that are there for that whole thought process, that thought leadership process. It's really good. And we're actually going to be launching a newsletter via our LinkedIn as well. So we're really excited to actually dive in and start using newsletters like this. But what can you do as a company? How can you show up? Because a lot of people will not what's happening is what we're also seeing is that people will actively and more at this point are probably more susceptible to going into signing up for your newsletter via LinkedIn versus some sort of other funnel, and then you have to get their information in order to have that conversation. I'm laughing a little bit because guess what? You're going to have to sign up with your email to get these reports from me. So, but I know you guys like me, so it's okay. I know that you guys are happy to have me drop into your inbox every once in a while and tell you what's up, what's new. And I'm here for that. So aside from that, LinkedIn is one of the easiest pathways to get there. Those users in the U.S. are 180 million. The top demo there is 35 to 45. Talk about lush prime demo. Those are the people that can actively spend, and that's people that you definitely want to target. Now, TikTok is at 80 million, which is great. The demo is skewing a little younger at 16 through 24. But remember, these are also purchasing influencers that live within the home. So they will show you, hey, mom, did you see this chiropractic person? Or this is really cool. Like, this person's in our city. You know what I mean? So this is the way to really get in that first touch where you not just appeal to between the 16 and 24 year olds, but you're also reaching outside of that circle. We're also seeing an older skew of people actually using TikTok. So yeah, Gen Xers, I see you. I see you doing a lot of amazing stuff, and older, and even skewing older. So it's going to be a really cool place to see how people are going to go into this and how they're going to use it. Now, I didn't mention Pinterest on any of these, and Pinterest is a very different way and a really cool way to carry a conversation. So in an upcoming episode, we're going to break down and use Pinterest in a way that is probably a way you really haven't thought of using it before, but it's definitely worth looking at. So in the U.S., to sum it up, is Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And for that matter, so the same in the UK and also in New Zealand. So that is something you want to do. What I do recommend now before we go on a little further in is I want you to go ahead and definitely it's worth clicking through on the bottom and signing up to get these here and then just really looking at it, seeing if you have any questions, like if you don't know where to start in social media. And also too, it's a really good refresher that we give our clients on the agency side of what we do. And our agency is Social Global Grind. And what we do is we use these details that are in these reports. We talk to our client and then we help them position, depending on what service or product they have, we then position them on what accounts they should be on. No, you don't have to be on every social media platform. You could just do one or you can do three. So it is worth having that conversation with, especially if you're starting all over again. How can you get that engagement, that reciprocity? And also too, when you're doing social media, because for a lot of us, a lot of small businesses, it's like pulling teeth. Like, when am I going to have time to do all of this stuff? In later episodes, we're actually going to break that down to show you how you can easily, with yourself or your team, it doesn't matter if you're that solo entrepreneur or if you have maybe one VA, we can help you get through getting that consistency and also understanding what your goals are and then managing that goal along the way. So there's a lot of cool things that we're going to be talking about this year, especially in the first quarter. It's really worth just diving into and getting it done. What I see a lot that's happening in New Zealand that kind of breaks my heart is that a lot of people are either really into cool images and throwing out there where they don't land because there's, why are we seeing this? And that quick scrollability is happening instead of having the conversations we need to have with our potential clients. How are we roping them in? What are we doing? And that we're slowly going to go into. I'm also going to put in the links of our social media that we have here with Social Global Grind. We also continue this conversation there. We ask opinions directly to our audience members. What do they think about this campaign? How can you use it for yourself? There, we're going to really develop a community where we can actually talk back and forth. Yeah, we're an agency, and I do come have an agency background and with larger companies. But what has been most rewarding for me has been working with the smaller brands, the mom and pop brands, the smaller businesses, because that's the hero. Of all businesses, the SMEs, the small and medium business enterprises, those are our heroes. Those are the ones that we actually future project what a corporation is going to look like. And in this time, season three of COVID, we are redefining not only our workplaces, how we want to work. There's a lot of people that refuse to go back to corporate life, myself included. These are ways to really have those really meaningful conversations of how we do it. And by all means, we need to share it with each other. We need to be a tight community, because even though there are corporations that are huge out there, we still are, and rightfully so, should also have that sort of reciprocity, the abundance of money that should come in. I mean, I'd buy local before I'd buy, you know, big. It's just something that I do here. In fact, my husband, who's a Kiwi, I don't know why I said it like that, but he has this thing. It's like, before you go to Amazon, check it out locally to see if we have it. And we have a website called the Marketplace, which is awesome. There's also different websites that I check first to see if I can get it local. Can I source it local? And we need to do that generally as consumers of the future. We need to start looking at local. So that's basically what the podcast is going to be this year. We're going to be talking to local business owners. We're going to be really trying to show how we as small business owners can really up-level ourselves, having those conversations, as well as recognizing those things that affect us as small business owners. So last year, we really talked about race relations. That sounds so old. It's the racial construct that we still talk about. That's going to be a part of it. Also, what it means to be a female in business. These are things that actively represent who I am in a business, because guess what? None of that has been put to side when I'm doing business interactions. So it's definitely worth talking about. And also really debunking and getting through the next, let's get through to the next step. Sorry, there's a big motorcycle walking by, or driving by, and I think you can probably hear it. But anyway, we will continue those conversations. I'm really excited to hear what you are thinking while you're listening to this. Head on over to all of our social links that are down below, really like to hear from you. So thank you so much. This is our first episode coming back in the new year, and I hope to hear from all of you soon. Thanks for listening. Now, before you go, I just wanted to come in here and tell you, I know why you hate social media. That's right. I know that you're busy, and I know that as a small business owner, you have so much going on that there's no way that you can possibly schedule in something else. So you're doing like a lot of people do, including myself. Sometimes I catch myself doing this and I have to stop, but I flick things out there and hope they land. And it's not really thought out. I don't get a lot of engagement when I do that. And I tend to put in more time and effort with my clients and not my own feed, my social media feed. But I have something that's going to help you and our business as well. And it's been proving to be very, very robust and great, and something that we want to share with you. First of all, the first thing that you need to do is sign up for our newsletter, which is called Here's What's Happening. We're very excited that we're launching something that will help small business owners really get a handle on what they need to do in social media. So go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up now, and we will be able to drip you really tiny and very easy to digest information that you can use for your social media. Hope to see you there.